I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM. David Abramson in studio, psychologist in a private practice. David, why do people set themselves alight? No, I asked that in all seriousness.
Howard, well, please tell us who set themselves alight.
Oh, okay, fine. A man set himself alight on a fire, set himself on fire outside the White House.
It's like yesterday you were talking about the Jewish rabbi.
Yes.
You know, setting yourself alight
on fire. Like, as opposed to. Right. A man set himself on fire near the White House lawn on Wednesday, less than 2 months after another man attempted to do the same thing. Mm. It's like a trend. It's a big thing. That's what you call being really lit. Oh no, that's terrible. I'm actually more embarrassed that it took you so long to hear what I was saying.
I was doing something else out, okay?
Right, exactly. You can't multitask, Zanati. Yep, this guy's really lit. He set himself on fire near the White House lawns. The Secret Service said in a tweet that the man set himself on fire approximately 12:20 yesterday. In this large tourist area. I just don't know why. The man's condition is unknown. Okay, he's burnt. What do they want to know? If he's medium rare. What are they trying to figure out?
Oh, God.
You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, what are they trying to figure out? They are giving him first aid but I don't even understand. Why would one do that? And which part of you do you light? Like, what's the most flammable?
Yeah, where do you start?
I'm like thinking, what does one do? What led the man to being on fire is unclear. Well, it was probably a match. I mean, what else would it possibly be? He's been ignited. Yeah, so there we go. So David, why do people do that to, and why do men do that to themselves?
Howard, shame. I mean, obviously a very, very unhappy, disturbed person, and it's terrible. It's terrible to, I mean, the pain must have been excruciating to actually, and the desperation, or maybe.
Well, actually.
Or maybe he wasn't so well, but the pain, I mean, that must be.
Well, actually what Mark Luber says, interesting, very, very interesting. And I actually, with all my tongue in cheek and inappropriateness, I like this answer. Maybe to push away the darkness. No, I think that's profound.
No, Howard.
But you don't want to do it literally.
Yes.
Okay, see, he wasn't an A student, Zanati. not everybody can be. No, I actually do like that. Morning, Howard, very interesting show today. Finally, an Israeli song. That's from Rose. Rose Abrams always giving me a hard time. Mervin says maybe he just got heartburn. No, I think, oh, never mind. It's the hottest trend, says Steve. Oh. Wow, you guys are out of control. You guys are out of control. It gives more meaning to you light up my life. Maybe this is a good time to advertise the new helpline. Mike, you know what? I feel like they can't be trusted anymore.
No, they're
actually worse than me. And you know that that's not easy.
Exactly. Howard, they follow you.
Rubbish.
They
rubbish. Don't you blame me for this.
Lit.
For this.
Lit. Car was lit.
Oh, I haven't got a better one.
No. Can't. You can't beat that.
I can.
Let's see.
How did he light himself? On Flick.
Oh, my gosh. No.
The lighter.
No.
Come
no.
on. That's better. That's
oh,
clever.
No.
No, he's not good.
No.
All right, but okay, but David, actually, in all seriousness, while of course Zanati gets hold of trying to get hold of Luba Mayakiso, the act of setting yourself on fire, obviously it's a massive protest. It's obviously you want to decimate yourself, mm-hmm. and you want to do it publicly, and you want to, I think you almost want to obliterate yourself. Mm-hmm. What is, I mean, we've been joking about it, but there's something deeply tragic in this. What is this about?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when we talk about, you know, suicide, it's very, very upsetting.
There's an understatement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talk about.
Thank you, as a psychologist.
Thank you. Just write that down, Howard.
Right. So suicide, you say, is upsetting.
It is upsetting.
Right.
It's official.
Okay, no, I got that.
It is official.
Right.
But the bottom line is that, you know, when there are, you know, there is something called a parasuicide. And suicide. And parasuicide is more a cry for help. When people It looks like they're trying to take their life, but they just are doing something to harm themselves. Sometimes, unfortunately, it goes terribly wrong. So the intention is not to kill them, you know,
but
oneself.
But yet they do.
But yet they do.
Mm. Or at least do permanent damage.
Yeah, which is
possibly worse.
But the intention really was more across.
So somebody who's setting themselves on fire outside the lighthouse, do they...
The lighthouse.
See, this is why I can't take you seriously anymore. Or myself.
So, Natty, did you hear what he said?
Okay, it was, don't you guys call it Freudian slips?
I don't want to hear anymore.
Did you hear what he said as you went out?
I don't want to hear anymore.
He lit himself up outside the lighthouse.
Okay, that was a mistake. But seriously, he doesn't think he's going to be killing himself.
I think for me in this situation, I think for me, you know, someone who is setting themselves on fire is more than likely knowing that they are going to do some serious damage. And I think it's a fine line between a cry for help and looking for attention and also knowing that potentially you could die. So
and the pain that you're going to be causing yourself.
No, absolutely.
The pain that you're going to be putting yourself through physically.
So I would say from a psychological point of view that a person has clearly got, you know, a psychiatric issue if you are doing such acts, and a serious psychiatric disorder, and might even not be in touch with reality. We're doing this because, it's not usual and it's very extreme. So I would suspect that someone who does decide to do this, on some level is not well.
You annoy Lorraine because she says I should be playing the song, I Set the Fire. No, Lorraine, you know what? You know, that is, yeah, guys, maybe he was a stuntman practicing his skills in a special suit. No, not according to medical reports.